Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Magic City High Lie H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and we have a great recap number 8 for you, and we are headed into the playoffs with H2H High Lie from Magic City, from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. And today's recap is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, and being sponsored by Magic City High Lie, BetRivers.com, WatchHighLie.com, HighLieChannel.com, and Blackstar Fund, LLLP.com. And like I said, we have a great show for you today. We have a great recap, and I'm going to have all of the insight and everything ready for you when we get back. But first, I'm going to cut over to Lindsay Savin so she can explain H2H High Lie and the rules.
High Lie H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
Magic City High Lie. H2H. No job guy. Watch HighLie.com. Bet the river. Get them pockets back strong. Tag along and kick it. Magic City Fronton got open tickets. Sunday's the day for live visits. Sort of like a family picnic. You don't want to miss it. And don't worry, High Lie Channel, they always film it. Mondays and Tuesdays, there's more matches to view. 4 squads bringing the shots and moves. They got a lot to lose. Champion speed and quickness, so you know it's much more than them shoes.
What's up, High Lie fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City High Lie. Listen in for High Lie head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City High Lie players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City High Lie EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Blackstar Fund, LLLP. Go to BlackstarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
And we're back with the H2H recap from Magic City, the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have some great standings here headed into the playoffs. And as of Tuesday, April 5th, 2022, the standings for H2H Battlecourt Highlight from Magic City is, well, in first place, we have the Cesta Cyclones. They have 42 points. The Wall Warriors have 37.5 points. The Robote Renegades, they have 31 points. And the Chula Chargers have 27.5 points. And for the scores, I'll start off with Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. We had the Chula Chargers versus the Cesta Cyclones. 5 matches were played, 3 singles matches, 2 doubles matches. In the first match, we had Benny versus Carballo. Carballo takes the win 6-3 and 6-1 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Jairo versus Manny. Manny takes the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Douglas versus Manu. Manu takes the win in split sets 6-3 and 6-0. In the fourth match, we have Jairo and Benny versus Carballo and Manu. And that was the first doubles match of the day, and Jairo and Benny took the win 6-1 and 6-2 in the second and third sets. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Correa and Rock versus Jedden and Manny. And Jedden and Manny take the win 6-1 and 6-2. And that gave the Cesta Cyclones 4.5 points for the day, and the Chula Chargers wind up with 1.5. And for Monday, April 4th, 2022, we have the Wall Warriors versus the Robote Renegades. And for the first match, we had Diaz versus Vuelo. Diaz of the Wall Warriors took the win 6-2 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Bradley versus Ben. Ben took the win for the Robote Renegades 6-4 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Bueno versus Kubala. Kubala takes the win in split sets 6-3 and 6-0 for the Wall Warriors. In the fourth match, which started off the doubles competition, we have Inaki and Nicholas of the Wall Warriors versus Gocheri and Aratz of the Robote Renegades. And Inaki and Nicholas take the win 6-2 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. And for the fifth and final match of the day, we had Bueno and Nicholas versus Robin and Ben. Bueno and Nicholas take the win 6-3 and 6-3. And that gave the Wall Warriors 5 points for the day, and the Robote Renegades were awarded 1 point. And for the final set of matches on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022, we had the Chula Chargers versus the Wall Warriors. And for the first match, we have Benny versus Julin. Benny takes the win 6-1 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Douglas versus Inaki. Inaki took the win 6-5 and 6-1 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Jairo versus Nicholas. Nicholas took the win 6-2 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the fourth match, which was the start of the doubles matches for the day, we have Douglas and Benny versus Inaki and Julin. Inaki and Julin took the win 6-3 and 6-5 in the second and third sets for the Wall Warriors. And for the fifth and final match of the day, we have CRB and Douglas of the Chula Chargers versus Diaz and Bradley of the Wall Warriors. CRB and Douglas took the win in split sets 6-1 and 6-1, and that gave the Chula Chargers 2.5 points for the day, and the Wall Warriors pull out the win with 3.5 points. And that leaves us with the standings for Battle Court High Lie H2H. The Cesta Cyclones have 42 points. The Wall Warriors have 37.5 points. The Rebote Renegades have 31 points. And the Chula Chargers have 27.5 points. And there you have it, headed off into the playoffs with the standings and scores. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is Highlight H2H Battle Court, the inaugural season, show number 8. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.